Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Hello everybody and welcome to the post-match verdict live here from Anfield, where Liverpool have just beaten Luton Town 4-1 to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League table. And it was definitely a game of two halves here at Anfield, where a very much depleted Liverpool side had to dig in, show resilience. But in the end, they got the job done. This was a Liverpool team without so many first-team players. You can essentially name an 11 of the players they were missing. No Alisson Becker, no Mohamed Salah, no Darwin Nunez, no Thiago, no Stefan Bacetic, no Jota, no Curtis Jones, no Trent Alexander-Arnold, no Joel Matip. There's so many players out, and it really, the starting 11 picked itself. And after they started quickly, but the first half did not go as planned. They fell behind after the 12th minute when Ogbonne, who was very lively for Luton, he opened the scoring. It was Chong, he had a shot saved at the near post by Kelleher, but it bounces up and Ogbonne's there at the far post to head it home. Now Liverpool do fight back. They create a number of chances. Diaz in particular gets so many chances, but they just can't find a way to test Kaminski in the Luton goal. And it feels like it's going to be one of those days for Liverpool, like against Manchester United before Christmas, where they're getting panicked. They don't have any composure. They just look frustrated, trying shots from distance and going over the bar, high and wide, getting blocked. But then whatever Jurgen Klopp said at halftime, it did the job. They were superb after the interval. They really dug in. And it was two goals in the space of 2 minutes that turned the game on its head. The first one coming from Virgil van Dijk in the 56th minute. Alexis McAllister's corner. He loses his marker. Van Dijk gets ahead of him at the near post and just glances a header across goal into the corner. It's a really well-timed run from the Dutchman. And Anfield erupted. They really responded in the second half. And the team and the fans, they bounced off each other. And 2 minutes later, well, you know, in front of the cop, we always talk about a corner taken quickly. On this occasion, it was a throw-in taken quickly, and it's a very smart goal from Liverpool. Conor Bradley takes the throw to Alexis McAllister. He's racing onto it in the box. First time cross, and Cody Gakpo is there running in to head home at the near post. That's what, two goals and two for him. He's definitely stepped up there in goals. And you think you're lacking your three leading goal scorers in Salah, in Nunez and in Jota. And that's what they needed from him as the leading striker today. Now, Diaz, who I said wasted so many chances in the first half, and he was just getting denied time and time again. He finally got his goal in the 71st minute. He links up well with Robertson, skips past the defender, and then just rifles it home into the corner in front of the cop. Now with Liverpool 3-1 up, it was time to bring on the kids for Jurgen Klopp, because obviously with so many senior players missing, they have to have a number of academy youngsters on the bench. We saw Bobby Clark come on for another encouraging showing in midfield. But we also saw a first Liverpool appearance for Jadon Dans, son of former Premier League Championship midfielder Neil Dans, who I think is assistant manager at Tranmere Rovers these days. He's 18. He scored 21 goals at academy level this year. And most of those have come for the under-18s. He's only really been an under-21s regular since the start of the year. He started his first Premier League 2 game 39 days ago. So that's how quick a turnaround we're talking for the young striker here. But he came on and he made a difference. He made an impact. He played a big part in the fourth goal. It's his through ball to Cody Gakpo that basically leads to the goal. There's a sliding tackle and Gakpo can't quite get the shot off, but it falls kindly to Harvey Elliott, then blazes it into the net. No stopping that. Taratspop in the end, what is a convincing 4-1 win for Liverpool. It didn't look like that would go the way of it at half-time, but try as they might, they got there in the end. They got the resilience on show again. 61% possession. They had 29 shots, 13 on target. It's just something special about this team, the way they dig in. They get the job done. They always know how to find a way to get the victories. And that puts them, what, 4 points clear at the top of the table? Do I make that? Yep, 4 points clear at the top of the table ahead of Manchester City. Arsenal were 5 points behind. Now, obviously, Liverpool played a game more than pretty much all of their, all of their rivals. They only played tonight because they're in the League Cup final on Sunday, so they've gone first. But it does mean that they're keeping the pressure on the teams behind them. If City and Arsenal drop points again, that lead grows again. So City, I think their next action against Bournemouth on Saturday, 5:30 kickoff away at Bournemouth. If they win, same number of games played, they're still a point behind. And then your eyes do start to turn to that game between the two at Anfield in, what, 3-4 weeks' time, March the 10th. It's going to be mouth-watering, and you just hope, pray, cross everything that Liverpool have a few players back from injury for then. Like, we've heard that Alisson, maybe the suggestion is he might not be back until the March international break, but you'd like to think Szoboszlai, Nunes, Salah and Trent Alexander-Arnold, they could be edging closer to a comeback by then. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who starts as long as Liverpool win. It doesn't matter if they get clean sheets. It doesn't matter if they score four as long as they get the 3 points. They get the 3 points, the title will be theirs this season. That is in their hands at the moment. And that's not something we've been able to say very often in this recent Premier League era when they've been going head-to-head with Manchester City. We've seen them have to chase Manchester City for so long and wait for those drop points, and it doesn't quite happen to be enough. And then there was the year in 2019 when they led for most of the way, but City had a game in hand. And then when they played the game in hand, they went top. The title was theirs. As it stands, it is in Liverpool's hands. So fingers crossed, we're still saying that in May. Obviously, as I'll do what we normally do for the verdict, we'll have a look at Ian Doyle's player ratings. And the headline is Alexis McAllister and two others excellent versus Luton. Well, you can't really look beyond McAllister, can you, when he gets two assists? He said, I think, after the game at the weekend where he scored his second goal for Liverpool away at Brentford, that he was enjoying being in a more advanced role. He was needing to get more goals and get more assists. It's the first time he's got two assists in a Premier League game. So he's definitely stepped up to the plate today. Doyle has given him a 9. Tried to get Liverpool moving first half with mixed results, but superb after the interval with crosses from the right, creating the equaliser and the second. Yeah, it was a brilliant performance again from the Argentinian. He has been a superb signing, only 35 million, remember, and he is going to be crucial to whatever Liverpool are going to achieve this season. Hopefully starting with that League Cup final against Chelsea at the weekend. Who else has stood out in Doyle's ratings? Endo's an 8. Virgil van Dijk, who opened the scoring with that powerful header, he's an 8. And the rest are pretty much 7s. So encouraging display here from Liverpool. And I'm sure the ratings wouldn't have read so pretty if we'd been doing this at half-time. Obviously, we are live on Facebook and YouTube, so get your comments in. We'll have a look at them now.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo. The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Shane Devine wants a shout-out. So there you go, Shane. Have a shout-out. You live in Waterford. Very nice. We've got a well done, Reds. This is my Liverpool win or lose no matter what happens. I love you forever, Reds. Very much so. McAllister, for me, made the difference. We've got from Joe on YouTube. Very well said, Joe. He does ooze class. He has been a superb signing, hasn't he? And it does give Liverpool plenty of confidence, going into that weekend in the League Cup final. John has said exactly that. It's a good confidence boost for them. Hey, Vino, Harvey, Macker and Virgil, great tonight. They were superb, weren't they? They really stood up, made the difference, the senior players. And it's strange to say Harvey Elliott's a senior player. I think it was his, 100th game to Liverpool today? There's some landmark appearance in there. He's still so young. He's the fourth player, youngest player to achieve that landmark, and he's managed to mark it with a goal. Nottingham, another tricky game at Forest. Yeah, that's Liverpool's next Premier League game, I believe, away at Nottingham Forest. A week on Saturday or a week on Sunday, but still got two games to go before then. Like I said, you got the League Cup final on Sunday, and then the Southampton back here at Anfield in the FA Cup next Wednesday. Hopefully plenty of players back from injury for that. Got Come On Reds from Argentina. Amazing result from the Philippines. Say hi to Rachel. So hi, Rachel. Greetings from Vietnam. Tell us where you're watching from. Sure, why not? I'm sure we've got some crazy time differences in some places here. Congrats, Reds from Indonesia. Oh, this is a big question, isn't it? Do you think we all get Xavi Alonso from John Sommers? I really hope so. He is the standout candidate, isn't he? And you would love to see Xavi Alonso back here at Anfield. He's got that affinity with the club already, and what he's achieving with Bayer Leverkusen is incredible. It's amazing. And the fact that no one has won the Bundesliga apart from Bayern Munich since Klopp's Dortmund says it all. Obviously, there's big teams who are going to be in need for a new manager, Bayern Munich being one of them. Thomas Tuchel stepping down at the end of the season. Barcelona as well with Xavi. And it comes down to what Alonso wants. Like, is he wanting to replace Klopp? That is a daunting prospect for any manager. Maybe Bayern Munich slightly easier. You're not going in such big boots. You've just got to win the Bundesliga again, do well in the Champions League. But there's just something special about Liverpool, and that's something he's said time and time again. I got everything crossed that it is Xavi Alonso, but I'm sure whoever does come in, there's going to be that special relationship with the fans. And thanks for asking about managers, John, because it's brought me on to Jurgen Klopp's celebrations at the end of the game. He's very much enjoying this farewell tour when results go Liverpool's way. Today we saw the fist bumps to the cop. He didn't forget the Sekani Dalglish stand this time. He then turned and did it to them, then the main stand, before finishing off with the Anfield road end. He's just loving every single Liverpool victory and enjoying all these last moments with Anfield, and enjoying the farewell for as long as he can. Hopefully it'll be a very positive finish for him come May. Liverpool, as I said, stay top of the Premier League. They're going back into the FA Cup next week. They've got the League Cup final on Sunday. The Europa League draw is on Friday. So come back and stay tuned on our YouTube channel and all our channels for maybe live coverage of that. I believe we're going to do another live watch along. The second legs for those knockout playoffs are tomorrow. Sporting Lisbon are one team Liverpool could face, and their manager is someone who has actually been linked as a contender to replace Klopp. We've got loads coming on the channel in the upcoming weeks. Thanks for the feedback, John. Lots of people watching from Ireland. Not surprised. Hopefully Liverpool can be back in Ireland at the end of the season for Dublin. Someone here watching from Canada, John. Oh, 4:52. Oh, it's a lot kinder for you to hear this today. I'm quite glad that it's a 7:30 kickoff. It wouldn't be quite as nice if we were doing another 8:15 as we did for Chelsea a couple of weeks ago. A big question there from John as well. Academy graduate of the season so far. You've probably got to give it to Jarrell Quansah. He's the one who's been most consistent in the team from start to finish. I'm sure come May we'll probably be saying Connor Bradley. If he hadn't been injured in pre-season, he would be the standout. But everyone is just standing up when it's mattered most. Like Bobby Clark's coming and putting another encouraging display. We're seeing more from Dans. We're seeing more from McConnell. You've got Kay Gordon on the bench today. You've got Trey Anonyi on the bench today. I will learn how to say his name correctly one day. Is it Anonyi? Trey Anonyi. I don't have Doyle to correct me this time. I really do need to get a lesson on that one, and I feel embarrassed for saying that because it should be a simple one to say. Lewis Kumas, he's obviously done well in the academy this season as well. He got the promotion to the under-21s a good half a season before Dan's, but they're all doing brilliantly, and it's exciting times wherever the new manager is, because you're obviously going to have a look at all of these players in the summer when the senior players are still at the Euros, still at the Copa America. And then we'll see, won't we, which ones can step up again. But it's exciting times for Liverpool, even with Jurgen Klopp leaving. Oh, this is a big show. We've got one coming up saying, how about Zizou, his manager? Zinedine Zidane, not sure about that one. Obviously, he's done plenty of Real Madrid. But no, I'm not sure he'd be who I'd want as manager. But then if he did get the job, you'd never write off. He just doesn't seem someone who has been linked with it too heavily. We'll wait and see. What about the sporting director? No, nothing concrete on that as it stands, but you'd like to think that they will appoint the new sporting director before they appoint the new manager. And still, what, 3 months to go until the summer? Plenty of time to get the right man in, but it does obviously need to be the right man who can then carry on where Liverpool have been doing what they've been doing so successfully the last, 10 years pretty much now, isn't it? Since, 8, 9 years since Klopp came in, Michael Edwards and Julian Ward before that. Shout out for Jadon Dans. Yeah, he was doing brilliantly, wasn't he? Shane asking, any chance of meeting for a yoga in Dublin? Well, Liverpool have to get there first, don't they? Then we'll wait and see. Starting predictions for the Carabao Cup final. Well, I'd imagine Kelleher starts in goal. Connor Bradley probably gets the nod at right back. Then we've got, well, it'll be Canase and Van Dijk at centre back. Robertson will come back in at left back. He obviously came off the bench today and got an assist. Klopp's not wanting to risk his legs in midfield. Now, that's an interesting one. Endo will start, McAllister will start, and then who gets that final berth? Gravenberch or Elliot? I'd lean towards Elliot. I think he was in the squad, wasn't he, against Chelsea 2 years ago for the final, only because Thiago got injured in the warm-up. But he just seems to be a bit more consistent. He's a bit more energy. But then it depends entirely on which of the attacking players are available. If you're going to Wembley and you've got Darwin Nunez fit, you've got Mohamed Salah fit, and you can start those two players, then you're not necessarily needing Elliot in a front three. You don't need him on the bench, or maybe you do need him on the bench to bring him on for those two after an hour. Or if they're only fit for the substitutes bench, then you need to start Elliot in the front three with Gravenberch in midfield. Diaz obviously starts. Gakpo, well, he's got his goal today. Maybe he starts. And then it just comes down to if Salah and Nunez are fit enough. Nunez felt a little something against Brentford, which is why he came off at half-time. Obviously not risked today, not even on the bench. And then Salah, I think, felt a bit of fatigue in that hamstring injury that kept him out since the AFCON. For 4 weeks he was out, wasn't it, pretty much? So, yeah, it just depends who's fit from those. We'll see who will start. Someone going, Gravenberch will start over here. I wouldn't be surprised. But then I think we're just seeing a bit more consistency from Elliot. They're both really good players, very young players. And you imagine that if they'll split the time quite evenly between the two, won't they? One will get 60, one will get 30. That seems to be Jurgen Klopp's way of doing it. Now, we'll keep talking about the League Cup final. It is the next game. We are going to be going down to London Saturday. Me, Doily, Gorsty and Joe Rimmer as well, I believe. So stay tuned for our coverage from the League Cup final. We'll have all your normal coverage and maybe a couple of extra podcasts as well. I'll be going live at Wembley after the game, maybe before the game. We'll hope to get the celebrations if they win. Fingers crossed, touch wood, on our YouTube channel, Facebook and everything. Might be trying to do a podcast on Saturday night if we get down there in good time. Depends what the local pubs and bars are like, doesn't it? And if it's still sunny with a Wembley way in the background, we are pretty much right next to the stadium. So really looking forward to it. I'm sure if you're there, come and say hi. If you're not there, follow along for all our coverage as always. And well, we're on Wednesday now. So we'll have your normal Blood Red podcast on Friday where we go back over this resilient, convincing victory over Luton Town, and we look at that League Cup final in even more detail. Yeah, a really good performance for Liverpool in the end. It's a bit of a dodgy first half, but they got the job done. They extend the lead at the top of the table. The Reds march on. See you when I see you on Friday, maybe the weekend. Until next time, goodbye.
You've been listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.